What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Remember, if you want to text us at any point during the show, you can do that on the Junks text line brought to you by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. By my math, that is 21 years. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender. Let's hit Skins. It's prime Skins hitting time, 7:02 a.m. Mm.
All right, guys. yesterday was...
Is that what you tell your wife on the weekends?
No. 7:02 a.m.? Right. No, that's prime sleeping in time at Mikasa.
Yesterday was a big day because after sort of the first official practice with Terry back, they held court. You got to hear from AP, got to hear from DQ, and of course you got to hear from Terry. I saw the Terry portion. It was about 25 minutes or so. It looked very, very happy. But let's listen to AP and DQ and all these guys. Let's go to the first clip on AP talking about whether or not he was concerned or not, whether or not they'd get a deal done.
I think you always like, at least for me, I think about this could get done tomorrow or this could not get done and linger into the season. But I think throughout the conversations that we had with Terry's agent, Buddy Baker, and then the conversations that I had with Terry, as we got closer and closer, there's a lot more optimism, at least within myself. And it's just, you know, you don't want to get too optimistic or pessimistic, but as we got closer, started feeling pretty good.
Of course, he talked about, and a lot of fans jumped on this, they were excited. Where he talked about having the support of his owner, and there's a little caveat to it.
You know, he's got a lot of experience of doing deals like these, not necessarily in the NFL, but in the NBA mostly. And so it's cool that we get to talk through it, and you know, the contracts here are so much different than in the NBA. So he's learning a lot as we go and understanding how these things work. So we keep him in the loop step by step about, you know, our conversations we have with agents and players and what we're going to offer them and what we get offered back and all those things. So he's learning. He's always trying to learn about things. He's really, really smart, but he's always still trying to learn more. And so keeping him in the loop on all that, but we had his full support the whole time, which was really cool. You know, even though he wants to know what's going on, he's backed us the whole way. And, you know, he leaves every decision up to us, which is really cool.
That's an important part, leaving the decisions, you know, to Adam Peters and the football decision makers.
We should at some point go through, I guess, some of the numbers a little bit. You know, initially they reported the deal as whatever it was, 3 years, $96 million. And I think they said that the AAV was something, was it like
32,
whatever. Mm-hmm. Turns out maybe it's a little different. It turns out it's basically like a two-year deal, like a one-year extension plus, you know, this year plus an extension. It's basically $87 million, $44 million guaranteed, can rise to 50 before the 28 campaign. There are reachable incentives on receiving yards, receptions, etc. The average annual salary really comes out to 29, which, you know, is kind of the compromise number that we always thought, well, yeah, that's the number you go to, right? If he's asking for 35 and you're offering 25, can't we get into that 29 range, 30 range? And it seems like they did. So a lot of people are praising the Commanders and AP for coming up with a workable deal. It looks like in 2 years we might have to go through all this all over again if Terry continues to ball out.
Apparently that was the same deal that Peters offered like a month ago.
Right.
Right.
And
right.
He just said, this is the deal. You can take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The old take it or leave it method.
Right. You can play and on what you play, got.
And then, of course, Taylor and Buddy Baker played hardball to see if they would increase it. They didn't. So that's what it ended up being.
All right, let's hear from Terry. Terry was asked if there was ever a low point or doubt in his mind.
But you're here for a little while, and you're not out on the practice field, and you know things may not progress what you would like for them to progress. And again, like I don't think there's everybody's situation is unique and different. So I never tried to look at this person's situation as like, this is how I handle it. I just tried to stay true to myself, but also have the open conversations that were afforded to me, both with my agent Buddy. Buddy was having great conversations with Adam. You know, Adam had gave me the opportunity to have multiple conversations with him, DQ as well. So it was just a matter of getting on the same page. I appreciate them hearing me out and being able to express what my worth is and what I bring to this to the table, on the field and off the field as a teammate and all those things. And you know, in the end, they feel the exact same way. And so to be in a position where you feel like you can advocate for yourself, you know, be educated throughout this process was something that I took day by day to try to help get to this result. So there was definitely some unknowns. Obviously, you know, the trade request was, you know, something that I did. And, you know, full transparency, I told the front office this as well. Like, that wasn't something that I was doing for just like a leverage point or just to do it or let me call some hoopla. Like, I try to be as intentional as possible. Am I perfect? No, I'm not. Are there some things that, you know, you think about that you maybe want to handle different or do better? Sure, that's any situation. But the most important part is the communication that was very important throughout this process from start to finish. You know, the way it ended was better than it started.
Yeah.
So that's what you want. He talked about the support of his teammates, specifically Jaden, and how important that was to him, and Jaden always having his back. That seemed very, very important. He also talked about Bobby Wagner and what an influence he is on everyone. And he talked about being a veteran on this team, you know, going into his seventh season. But a guy like Bobby, he's been there so much longer, won a Super Bowl. Everybody looks up to him, going to the Hall of Fame. And Bobby was a great resource for him. And then they reported that after he signed his deal, he went to go kind of get a workout in, you know, get a lift in, and the guys just went crazy. And
looked
the,
very happy.
Pumped to have him back.
In the, that makes sense. In the weight room.
So. I saw some of the video of him just on the field, Scott Abraham doing a stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
So, good to have him back out there. I mean, we did a segment this week about his body language and whether he, you know, was distraught.
Mm-hmm.
And whether he was talking to the other players, the reports where he only talked to Bobby Wagner, now all's right in the world. Everything's good to go.
Everybody thought he was just hiding behind his hoodie. That was a calculated thing. He's just a hoodie guy. He said even if it's 90 degrees out, he's going to wear a hoodie.
I can relate.
It's very versatile.
I do that every day. Hey, Valdez, let's do one more. Let's just hear from DQ. This is a clip three where he talks about if they actually have enough time to get Terry ready to go for week one.
Yeah, absolutely it is, and it's awesome. I love coaching him. He is a rare competitor, so he'll be out on the field today with his teammates, along with Noah Brown and some others that are on the way back. So that's an important time, John, even though it's not technically game week, just to get some reps together. It's a big deal for us, and, yeah, we're really pumped about it.
All right, so the other big news, obviously, around the league was filling out practice squads, and the Commanders did that, as well as everybody else. I'll just go through the names. First off, jumps right out at just Sam Hartman. They brought him back. I don't quite understand it, but everybody seems to like him. I know he's close and tight with Jaden. Maybe he runs a scout team great. Maybe he just needs to heal from his surgery.
He just might be good in the quarterback room, too.
Yeah, just good in the room. Maybe smart. Who knows? I have no idea. Defensive tackle Ricky Barber. Of course, Ja'Cory Brooks, who some people thought had an outside-looking-in shot at making the active roster, brought him back. He's got some potential. I liked what I saw when I saw Lawrence Cager out there make a few plays. He's a big tight end. Did you see him?
Yes.
He made a few plays. He jumped out at me. Sheldon Day, I thought, he will play. Sheldon Day will play on Sundays at some point. Because he makes an impact when he's out there.
He filled in at times last year.
Yep. Michael Dieter, they brought him back, center. Cornerback Antonio Hamilton Sr. Jalen Holmes, the defensive end. Ja'Cory Jones, the wide receiver. They also brought back Chris Moore.
I was surprised by that.
The guy kept dropping balls, but they seemed to really like him.
There were some decent receivers available after cuts, and I was surprised that they didn't maybe jump out and grab one of those guys, and they kept Chris Moore. It was just kind of surprised me.
Yeah, well,
who
were
the top few that were cut and were available?
Like Valdez Scantling was out there. He got snapped up really quick. There was a couple other guys.
Nobody picked up Renfro?
I didn't see his name.
Yeah. Carlin Vigors was brought back. Timothy McKay, Rob McDaniel, and I'm sorry, I have a hard time saying this, defensive end TJ Magarongia. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but I'm trying my best.
I just call him TJ Mag.
They also signed, I think a little earlier, they signed Donovan Edwards, who
saw that
you
running
know
back,
him
right?
From Michigan, and he went undrafted. The Jets signed him, and I believe he led them in rushing in the preseason. But they released him. They're probably going to stash him. Maybe we gave him a little bit more, and they've got him on the practice squad. So I kind of like that one, to be honest with you.
Add a little depth.
Yeah.
All right, let's go real quick. Let's go to Josh in D.C. Josh, what's up, man? You're all with the Junkies.
Hey, Josh.
Good morning, guys. I appreciate you guys.
Thanks,
morning,
man.
For having me again.
Yeah.
What's up?
You know, I'm that crazy guy who called in a couple weeks ago.
All right.
And, you know, had a debate with you guys. And I said, if I'm Terry, basically, if I'm guaranteed $20 million, and what I should have clarified was the median for a number one receiver is going to be around $24 million. Then I'm guaranteed $44 million in my first 2 years. And I said, that's his floor, meaning I'm not signing less for that.
Mm-hmm. That's essentially what he did, right?
Yeah.
That's what he did.
And he can probably get.
So are you calling in? You want your flowers or something?
Yeah, you want.
No, I wanted to thank you guys for letting me give my logical take. You know, I'm not a genius. I'm not a predictor or nothing.
Right.
That was just my logic of the situation.
Right.
What do you think is going to happen? I know you say you're not a predictor, but I'm curious, what do you think is going to happen this season? What's your record prediction?
Well, if y'all remember, you know, I'm the guy talking about all that fluff money. When I looked at what Albert Breer published as the incentives, mm-hmm. those are reachable incentives, man.
Mm-hmm.
83 catches, 1,097 yards. Mm-hmm. That could bump up to 600,000.
Yep.
With the playoffs, man, he can get an extra $3 million almost if he does what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
11 tutties, 1,100 yards. He's motivated, man. And I wanted to say to Valdez, you know, we argued a little bit at the end of my little take. And I said that third year, I doubled down and said that third year, they're going to rip it up. And when we look at the contract, the third year is $23 million fluff money. The fourth year is $25 million fluff money. Mm-hmm. It's not guaranteed.
Nope.
You didn't answer my question. What is your record prediction? What's your vibe heading into the season?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I apologize. I thought you meant as far as his stats individually. For the season, we got to get 11 wins.
We'll have That'd be strong.
We got 11. 6 is pretty strong against that schedule.
I'm going to be happy.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it. Appreciate
hey, man,
you, buddy.
Guys, keep it up, man. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, buddy. I'll tell you what else is interesting, Cakes. You know, as they released some guys and, you know, they traded Brian Robinson and Cleveland Farrell was released, some numbers opened up. So some guys are going to be wearing different numbers than they did in the preseason and last year. Marcus Mariota.
I saw that he's changing his number.
He's back to number 8.
Okay.
So initially, he chose 0, I guess, last year, but then he gave that number to Sanistrel. Then he wore 18. Now he's back to the number he wore when he was at Oregon and in all but 2 of his 10 NFL seasons.
Okay.
Of course, 8 became available when they traded Brian Robinson. I told you, it's just all preseason, I was thrown by seeing 52 on Kinlaw. That just threw me. Mm-hmm. Well, he's ditched that, and he's now taken Farrell's 99.
That's a better defensive tackle number.
That's going to look better on him.
Yes.
He's a big dude. Mm-hmm. He deserves 99.
52 is too small of a number.
It's a linebacker.
That's a linebacker number. Or a center.
Mm-hmm. Colson Yankoff, he's moving up in the world, Cakes. He gets to wear number 80.
Oh, good.
Which I think
is a good, that's a solid number.
It's a great tight end number, right?
Yeah,
that's going to look great on him.
Are we
going to
see him much on the field, though?
Last year, he
as
wore
the number
41.
Four tight end.
A special teams will see him.
He's a teams that's guy. He's a big teams guy. And he showed a little bit, you know, as a tight end. So you just never know, especially with injury and having an older guy like Zach Ertz.
Did Cole Turner get picked up?
Not that I'm aware of. I was hoping maybe they would sign him to the practice squad. But we'll see. George Fant. He gets assigned 77, and then Tyler Owens, Cakes, he wears Mariota's old 18.
I used to be good at players' numbers. I've gotten woefully bad at it over the last few years. There are numbers I need to learn, though. Like, what is Bill's number? I don't know.
32.
He's a 32?
Mm-hmm. That's a great number.
32 is a great running back number.
Fantastic.
Right? What is Chris Rodriguez's number?
36, 35, hold on.
Dude, I don't know.
I need to learn these numbers.
I don't have it in
36.
Front of me.
Okay, he's 36.
Yep. Who else do you want to know?
Eckler's number?
30.
30. Okay, yeah. I thought I knew
he's been
it,
30
I,
for
Yeah, he's worn that
pretty
for
much
a while.
Forever.
Need to bone up on my numbers, EB.
Yeah.
It's Vaughn's, a weak spot.
What's Vaughn's number?
Oh, he's
24. All right.
Oh, that's right. I was goofing on it, then I
That's
realized
right,
he did it like to honor a teammate that either like I think got paralyzed in a game. So then I backed off of my goofing on him wearing a cornerback number.
And of course,
I didn't know the backstory.
Last but not least, as they kind of look at the roster composition, and we talked about this yesterday, the average age of the Commanders is the oldest in the league, while the Packers are the youngest team in the league for the third consecutive season.
I saw a different way to look at it because we've made the argument, well, they've got Josh Johnson and that boosts up the age. And the statistics were, I believe, of players who were 29 or older, and they had the most by 8 or 9 players. Mm-hmm. Wasn't even close.
Well, they've got Von Miller's 36. They've got Bobby Wagner, who's really only 35, but I feel like he's like 50. Zach Ertz, who's 34. Laremy Tunsil, who's already 31. Eckler's 30. Terry's about to be 30. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Debo's 29.
Yep, they're up there in years. All right, when we come back, we will get into the Micah Parsons situation in Dallas. Could he actually be traded away from the Cowboys? And don't forget, coming up at 8, Dave Richard joins us to talk fantasy football here on the Junks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.